When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
I'm sat in the pub with Danny Murphy, which is just a normal Friday lunchtime, frankly, but we're not drinking. Danny, why don't you tell us a little bit about why we're here at the George in Borough?
Yeah, it's an initiative with Green King that I'm supporting, Summer of Sports, which is the idea, basically, with this wonderful summer we've got coming up, is to not be feeling flat after last year's World Cup. And everyone out enjoying it, England doing well, because there's so much sport. We've got the Ladies World Cup, we've got the Nations League, we've got Wimbledon. And just to appeal to more families, really, to come to these venues. 900 venues, outdoor areas, big screens. It's not just blokes down the pub, you know, watching football, getting drunk. That's not the idea. It's a good initiative, and it all kicks off with this wonderful Champions League final, which I think everybody on the planet's looking forward to.
It's going to be an amazing game. Two teams pretty well matched, obviously play very attractive styles of football. Lots been talked about the managers here. Who do you think it matters more to win this trophy and kind of get that off their back a little bit?
I think in terms of inwardly, it matters to both of them equally. They're very passionate men who want to do well. But in terms of a club, it matters to both. You could argue it matters more to Spurs, which might seem strange, because of the fact that Liverpool's progression has been enormous. They are competing with Manchester City. They are competing in the two Champions League finals 2 years. So they're there. You know, they're going to win something the way they're playing with the team and squad they've got. If Spurs won it, gives them ability to make more money, attract better players, keep the ones they've got, keep the manager. I think it's probably a bit more. That's not to say if Spurs lost it, they wouldn't do those things. I'm just suggesting that in terms of the progression that Spurs want to make, this is a much bigger thing for them. Whereas even if Liverpool lost, they'd be devastated, but you'd still fancy them to be competing with Manchester City next season.
In terms of that progression, you know, there's lots of numbers being thrown around this summer. Someone saying £200 million to spend for Tottenham. What are the areas you think they need to strengthen most, irrespective of whether they win on Saturday or not?
It's a good question. A lot of people say, don't they, Spurs' best 11 compete with anyone. So, you know, there's a couple of things, really. Before you start, if Alderweireld goes and Eriksen goes, then they're going to need replacing. So there's some areas. Although I like Sanchez, you need more than two good centre-halves. I think in midfield for Tottenham, one of my favourites, Moussa Dembele, left. And although I think Winks is a terrific young player and Sissoko's done well, I don't think either are as good as Dembele was. So they've weakened in that area for me. So I think midfield. And probably at the back if Alderweireld goes, and maybe the fullback areas, you know, just more competition. People will always want to see more attacking players, but I suppose then you have to look at the fitness of Lamella. You have to, is he going to compete? Is he going to be injured again? Son, Eriksen, Moura, terrific players. Kane. Tottenham fans always talking about another striker. I always say the same thing: who are you going to get that's better than Son or better than Moura playing instead of Kane and happy to sit on the bench?
There's not many of them, that's for sure. On the other side, Liverpool, as you say, two Champions League finals in 2 years. But this isn't the same Liverpool team that got to the final last year. How do you think they've evolved?
Confidence has grown. Players, they actually look even fitter this season, like sharper. Hungrier. Maybe that disappointment's made them hungrier. Won a lot of games late. You know, even a bit of luck here and there, but you make your own luck. They've got the best centre-half in the world who took a little, you know, took his time just settling in, and now he's got that, he's happy in his surroundings, he's leading them now. The keeper's more settled. Competition for places has been good. I think there's been an improvement, well, they're not a big improvement because of the points they made up. You can see that. But when you win games and you play well and it keeps happening, the confidence grows. And now when you, I don't know about you, but when I watch Liverpool play, generally, they look like a team who think they're going to win. You know, like City do. City go out and you always think, they look confident. Don't they look cool? Whereas on the ball, Liverpool now going into games, and you can see other teams more scared of Liverpool now than they've ever been, or they've been in a long time. So I think the progression's been terrific, and also the manager's learned, I think. I think he's learned in terms of the rotation. Maybe the training's been tweaked a little bit because they've played so many games. But I think he deserves great credit for what they've done.
On the other side, the question I know everyone's asking this week is always going to be about Harry Kane. He says he's fit, he's desperate to play. I think all footballers always are. Would you be tempted, if he's 75%, to have him on the bench as an impact sub, or would you risk him from the start?
It's a difficult... I would suggest... My worry as a coach with any player who's coming back from an injury, no matter how good, is if you bring him on as a sub and he breaks down. Now, you could always leave another sub spare, but that's... So do you start them and just see how long they can go for? And I think that's probably what will happen. The thing is, you only really know, and I've been in those positions in squads where players are trying to get fit for a game and they've been out a while, you have to see him in training. And he has to be honest with himself as well. You know, everyone wants to play in a Champions League final, but what's the point if you're not quite at it? But the manager, he knows him well. The bigger problem for me is if he does start him, it's not about Kane. I think he'll last 60 minutes, 70 minutes. I think adrenaline will get him through. It's more who you leave out. Because Son Eriksen and Ali have been his first choice. Does Lucas Moura get left out after scoring a hat-trick in the semi-final? I mean, if that does happen to him, I don't know how I'd cope with that personally. But it is, it's not, you know, someone's going to be disappointed, aren't they?
That's why managing's such a hard job. Just finally, Danny, you're obviously a man with split loyalties this weekend. I assume there's no half and half scarf. Who are you supporting and which way do you think the game will go?
Well, I grew up a Red, you know. I was a kid as a Red, season ticket holder, and I'd rather see Liverpool win than Spurs. I have to openly admit that. But there's no team I'd choose ahead of Spurs who I'd want to win it if Liverpool lost it, if that makes sense.
It does.
My heart wants Liverpool to win and my head says Liverpool will win.
What do you think the score will be?
I think it'll be tight for the majority, but I think as the game goes on, it'll open up and it'll suit Liverpool. I think Liverpool maybe by two.